Blog Talk Radio.
Daily Go Get a Missing Show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains, every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mism Show, we're talking about the wrong things, all the wrong things keeping y'all together. Who knows what I'm talking about right out the gate? How many of y'all have ever been in a relationship where you knew it wasn't really right, but you was in there trying to work it out, trying to hang in there? Maybe you knew that it wasn't right when you were going into the relationship, but you went into it. Maybe you knew that this wasn't really the person that you loved or really liked or wanted to get to know from the gate, but you figured, well, they are good enough. You can't always be with the best. You can't always, it can't always go exactly your way. Guess what? In relationships, you do have the right to make things go your way. We don't always take advantage of that situation. Hold on, y'all. I'm getting something together. Yeah, we don't always take advantage of that situation. And sometimes we allow other things to dictate how our relationships or our interactions play out. But we have more than enough power to make things happen in the way that we want them to happen. We just don't always take advantage of the opportunities or even recognize and acknowledge the opportunities that we have and sometimes the power that we have in order to achieve that happiness in a relationship. And that's what being in a relationship is all about. It's about being happy. It's a selfish thing. And it's a righteously selfish thing. Why would you want to get into a relationship to be in arguments, to be in dissension, to be out of sync, to be in a misunderstanding? Why would anybody want that type of chaotic situation? You want to get into a relationship because somebody makes you feel good, and hopefully you can make them feel good as well. But yeah, it's a righteously selfish position. More than likely, you want to make somebody happy because it makes you feel good too. And there's nothing wrong with getting something out of it. It's just like a business transaction. You are in the business of making money, but in the process of making your money, you provide a product that somebody really likes and they are satisfied with, and hopefully they become repeat customers for you. It is an understood practice. It's an understanding that both of you are in agreement with, and when it works, it's beautiful. And a relationship is the same way. So why do we get into relationships where we know it ain't right, where we know we ain't feeling it, where we know that our best interests are not even of ours? We don't even have our best interests at heart. You got cats out here. I have literally seen online women saying, I'm trying to change my Facebook relationship status. If you ain't trying to help me change my Facebook relationship status, then don't inbox me. Don't interact with me. Don't do this. Don't do that. What in the heck? And I've seen it written out. They ain't playing. So, you know, if you're not really thinking about it, you would think like, okay, yeah, she's looking for something meaningful. She's looking for something that she could be proud of in a relationship. But that's not exactly what she wrote. That's definitely not what she wrote. And you can't be sure that that's not what she meant. Or should I say, you can't be sure that that's what she meant. She could literally mean that, listen, I really want to be able to change my relationship status for all to see, from single to in a relationship. And I want y'all to see that and respect that. And then I'm going to post pictures of my baby, my boo. And then when it's all over, when it doesn't work out, when all of the superficial, when the superficial nature of my desires comes out and we break up, then I'm taking all these pictures down. And then my relationship is going back to, my relationship status is going back to single. And then I'm going to have a bunch of people trying to console me and don't worry about it, sis. You know what I mean? What's for you is for you, and what's not for you is not for you. When God said, just shut the fuck, yo, kill it. Shorty didn't want what she wanted for the right reasons out the gate. The same way that y'all are giving her this attention for the failure of her relationship is the reason she did it in the first place. What she's looking for is y'all validation. Now she's getting y'all validation in another way. But she was with whatever man that was involved in that situation, he's the victim as far as I'm concerned. He's the victim. Did he know that he was coming to a situation where the camera was right on him? They had the camera right on the boy. You know what I'm saying? For all you know, he was looking for something deep. He was looking for something meaningful. He was looking to get out of that maze of this joint and that joint and the next joint. You know, maybe he was trying to leave that life behind and really get serious. And then he gets with this chick talking about she wants to be serious, but she didn't want to be serious. She wasn't even ready. She wasn't ready. You know, a lot of these chicks out here ain't ready to be wives, and they talking about, you know, they want to be somebody's wife. You ain't ready to be nobody's wife. You ain't even ready to be somebody's girl. Always talking about what you ain't going to do. You talking about all the time what you ain't going to do. I ain't going to be doing this for no man. I ain't going to be changing this for no man. I ain't going to be doing nothing. Don't take me as I am because I ain't changing for no man. I ain't going nothing that he said. And I am going to stay the way that I am. And I ain't doing this, that, or nothing else. I ain't doing that for no man. I ain't changing for no man. I'm staying exactly how I am. You got to take me like Mary J. as I am. And if you don't do that, then you ain't no man. You ain't no man. You don't want no strong woman to do nuts for you. And you run around here trying to be somebody's man, and you ain't nobody, boo. I gave him my all. You really didn't give a fucking nickel. All right, anyway. So together for all the wrong reasons. And I ain't, and look, I'm not going to stay on the ladies. It ain't all y'all fault. A lot of y'all out here are really serious. A lot of these men out here are in relationships and staying in relationships, developing relationships for the wrong reasons too. You know, a lot of men out here, you know, they want themselves, they want a bad bitch. They want themselves a bad bitch. This bad bitch energy out here is real. They want a bad bitch. If I can get me a bad bitch, that's like chasing clout. It's almost better than money, even though it might have took money to get myself a bad bitch. A bad bitch. Ass, titties and ass. Ratchet joint. Absolutely no class. But she's a bad. Visually, she's what all of my friends want. All of people who don't even know me want. They see me with her and they see somebody like me who's a superstar. I get mad clout just by being with this joint. This joint don't do nothing for me. She don't love me. She ain't even feeling for me. All she do is milk me for my cash. She recognizes the trophy that she is. But I'm staying with her anyway because I need myself a bad. A bad. Bad. Bad to the... Yeah. So he's with her for all the wrong reasons. So he's putting up with all of this whole craziness that she's into. She probably milking him dry. He might be a 9-to-5 dude. But in order to have this chick, he's going to really have to step his game up. And he probably did. But he's not really happy with this chick. But now he gets his chance to complain about a woman just like everybody else has. You know what I mean? You done came into the fold, homie. Look at you. Look at me, some you. You don't want yourself a bad joint. Now, you know, for those of y'all who thought we were going to talk about people staying together for the kids, staying together because it's cheaper to keep her. You don't want to lose that money in a divorce settlement or whatever the case may be, child support and all that kind of stuff. Not exactly. I understand that those are reasons that people stay together too. But we're going to go a little deeper. Yeah, we're going to open it up. And we're going to talk about some things that a lot of cats don't talk about as far as the reasons, the bad reasons that people are together. So I'm going to get straight to it. Sometimes people are together in a relationship for years because one of those people in a relationship are gay. Yeah, that part. Yeah, I'm not ready to come out of the closet, so I'm going to stay with this chick who will plug me and won't tell everybody that that's what's going on. But I'm not really sexually attracted to her, but I'm with her because she will allow me to be gay with somebody else. So essentially, I'm on the down low, so I'm with this girl who will allow that to happen. So I have to provide her with a certain lifestyle and, you know, probably there's probably money involved and all that kind of stuff. And every now and then I might have to give her a little something or whatever. But she already know that I ain't straight. But she accepted that. Even though she didn't find out in the beginning, she has an image to uphold too. So she lets me go out and do and be who I really am but I get to showcase her. She gets to showcase me, and it's all good. So we have something like an open relationship, but it's for reasons that we would rather not discuss with our friends. Yeah, some people are in these types of relationships, and they are together for years. And you don't find out about these things a lot of times unless, you know, you dealing with a woman who has loose lips. Then when it all goes down, when it finally all ends, then she'll come out like, yeah, well, you know, I knew about his desire for men. I knew he was gay, but he's not really gay, he's bi. So he was my husband. He provided me a certain lifestyle. I was able to do whatever I wanted to do, even though I really loved him. I knew that we couldn't really be together the way I would like to be together with a man because he likes other men. So laughing it off. That's kind of like what we had in common. I like men and so does he. Now, some people might think like, well, I don't know. Oh, maybe they not together for the wrong reason. Maybe that's a good reason for them to be together. But if you're gay, then you need to be in a gay relationship. So what are you telling me? That you're gay, but being in a gay relationship doesn't make you happy? How does being in a relationship with somebody that doesn't fit your sexual preference, how can that make you happy? How can it possibly work for you? Yeah, these cats out here doing too much these days. They getting a lot done. It might not be in a good way, but yeah, it's really going down out here, y'all. It's going down out here. You know, that's one of the reasons that people are together. Now, somebody, a couple being together on a foundation like that, how long do you think it's going to go? Well, spoiler alert, it has gone on for decades with some people. Okay, J. Edgar Hoover. Remember J. Edgar Hoover, the leader of the FBI? You know, he was gay, straight up gay. He took his male lover everywhere he went. But he was married. He was married 2-3 decades. But he was a straight homo. A lot of y'all movie stars. Hold on. Let me see. Was Rock Hudson married? He was. Rock Hudson, the handsome movie star who was gay, but he was married. He was married for 3 years to Phyllis Gates. Imagery. A lot of people are together because of imagery, for the sake of imagery. Man, y'all know back in the 70s and 80s and whatever, you know, you had light-skinned people getting together with other light-skinned people because they look good together. They just a light-skinned couple having light-skinned kids. And it was literally like this. It was, I ain't saying that no light-skinned people weren't together because they really liked each other, appreciated each other and all that. But the exceptions to that, the ones that were really going for that shit because people said that they look good together. It happened. It happened. It didn't seem to work so much the other way. I'm dark skinned. I'm chocolate, so I need to be with somebody else chocolate. Because you got to put chocolate with chocolate. Unfortunately, our conditioning and self-hatred doesn't work that way. Doesn't seem to work that way. Nonetheless, a lot of people were together for the wrong reasons. Have any of y'all, you don't have to admit it here, but have any of y'all ever been with somebody that you were totally submissive to? You were defiantly submissive to them because they represented something that you wanted to be a part of. Yeah, they treated you like shit. And y'all relationship was empty. Y'all had nothing. But they represented something that you needed. And so you were patient enough to hang in there just for that. For years, though. Let me shout out my peoples. What's going on, Carol Chamberlain? Mi friend, mi favorita, always so great to see ya. And Stacey White, thanks for coming through tonight. I'm glad you came on through, for real, all right? And my brother, Ansel Jones, Baltimore, brother Chicks, can't leave Malone, and T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your sight. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. What's up, y'all? How y'all feeling? Good to see me, some of y'all tonight. Let me see what y'all talking about. See what y'all talking about. Ansel Jones says, when did people start calling relationships toxic? When social media came through? I never heard the word toxic relationship in my life before social media. I've heard unhealthy relationship. I've heard bad relationship. But toxic relationship? Not until social media. They introduced me to all of that. And they overuse it. You know they overuse it. You got toxic relationships, the toxic people. I got to delete these toxic people off my timeline. Ain't nobody toxic. Just say you don't like the energy that they're giving off. They ain't toxic. Do nothing to you. So you are such a follower that you can't even listen to somebody say anything negative without you being messed up about it? I don't know. Nara says, maybe they have a problem using the word dysfunction. Okay. And so says that. She looking for attention. If she didn't care, she wouldn't be venting online. Ooh. Ansel says, at Norris, when Jada and Will broke up, everyone became relationship experts. How about that? Yeah, that was the first time I ever heard the word entanglement. Everybody was in an entanglement. Everybody who was cheating was in an entanglement. I'm like, man, the power of social media is crazy, man. Power, baby. Power. No, it says, although I can only speak from my own story and experiences, I will not give relationship advice with my single self. Listen, I don't care whether you're single or in a relationship. You can always give some insight. You can always give some advice and insight. You don't have to be an expert on something in order to give somebody some insight. You can be an expert, but still only give advice or insight or a perspective from your own feelings about things. You can still be irresponsible regardless of your training. I see people do it all the time. All the time. Yeah. That's right, Nars. Butt plugging. Plugging and pegging. Pegging and plugging and plugging and pegging and plugging and pegging and plugging. It's a lot of people out here. You'd be surprised at how many people are in a relationship with somebody who's gay and they keeping it on the low. They watching them parade themselves out here like they straight. They know damn well. They know goddamn well that they partner is chasing the anal chocolate. Chasing the anal chocolate. But it goes both ways, because some men are in relationships with women who are gay, and they think they're getting something out of it, because they figure if they are in a relationship with a lesbian or bisexual or whatever, you know, then he'll be able to, you know, get with the chick that she brings over. So they'll have threesomes all the time and all of that. When did that become a thing? You know what I mean? When did it? I thought being gay was all about only being attracted to the same sex. This new gay, I mean, it's so confusing. But I don't understand. Cal Chamberlain says, cross-dresser Hoover. And he had to drop on everybody. So he had a file on everybody that he threatened to use in case they ever got out of line. It ain't worked with MLK. They had to kill MLK. MLK was like, I don't care who you tell that I, you know, who I'm messing around with. Coretta know I'm wild, but she still love me. She know I'm wild on tour. Like, MLK, you on tour? Well, you know, I'm going from city to city, state to state, you know what I mean? You know, I'm spreading that good consciousness, but you know, they love me though. They love me though. I said, I love me, love me, love me. Stacey White says, you can't compete with another man. The evidence says that you kind of can, because you represent home, and because he's scared to be out of the closet. You might not win with another man, against another man, but you fighting. You definitely competing. Listen, I'm sorry I had to bring that up, man, but this is the elephant in the room. It is. It's wild out there. There's a war going on outside. No one is safe from. All right. Stacey White says some singers. Yeah, plenty of them. But show business has always been fortified and filled with a bunch of homosexuality. That ain't nothing new. It'd be funny to me when people don't seem to understand that. Like, why would that surprise you? You too caught up in the actual role that they play? I'm saying. Cal said, you just for show. Imagery. You know, back in the day, if you was married, that was your proof that you weren't gay. What you talking about? He married. Like. You know, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. You know? Let me see. T. Carrie Wright says, Marlon Brando. Mr. Cheeks. Marlon Brando. You know, he was an actor. He was an actor. He was an actor. He was an actor. Even Elton John was playing the role of a straight man in the beginning. You know, in the Benny and the Jets days. And so Jones says, Lil Nas X lost a lot of fame coming out to the world. You know, did he? Seemed to me like he got a different audience. A lot of them rappers are gay, man. Keeping it a buck. A lot of them are gay. A lot of them have done some gay shit. A lot of them on that bisexual shit. You listen to some of their lyrics, you hear it. Marcel says, Humpty Hump once said, I'm high yellow. My nose is brown to perfection. If I were to change, it'll be further in that direction. Together for all the wrong reasons, man. Together for all the wrong reasons. Imagery is strong nowadays when it comes to the reasons that people are together. People were hanging there for years in order to keep up a certain image or facade. They want them pictures to look a certain kind of way. Okay, right, says, I heard it in therapy in 2015. Stacey White says, okay, Omar, I do not like the energy they give out, especially when it comes to my future relationship. They would get cussed out. Carol Chamberlain says, MLK didn't care. He didn't. Hoover told him, like, yo, if you do that speech coming up, yo, I'm coming through with the pictures and the truth. And MLK was like, well, I guess it's just going to come out. I'm about to do the speech, dog. MLK, I guess he was like, yo, tell him I smoke cigarettes too. I know I ain't posed to, but it's hard out here, you know what I mean, practicing all this non-violence. This non-violence. Tell J. Edgar Hoover, I said, so it says, it's hard out here for a pimp. It's hard out here for a hoe. Stacey White says, good knowledge to my soul. Word. No, it says, T. Carrie Wright, Marlon Brando, I never heard. Yeah. Yeah. Who came through talking about who was gay and all that? Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones started telling on everybody about, you know, Richard Pryor and I think they said Richard Pryor was screwing Marlon. Richard Pryor, even though I don't think Richard Pryor was all the way gay, Richard Pryor might have been crack gay or cocaine gay. A lot of times, I'm not excusing this, don't get me wrong, but a lot of times when you're on drugs, you're going to run into homosexuality. It could be because it allows you to release your inhibitions, maybe. The gay in you really came out because of that, or it could be because when you are under the influence of substance abuse, sometimes you need money, and you might have to do something strange for some change. I think a lot of what happened with Richard had a lot to do with his cocaine use. But if you think about it, in a lot of Richard Pryor stand-ups, he kind of gave you hints that he might have been a little gay. What he didn't do was dress up like a woman and all of that. But evidently, you don't have to do all of that. But I remember in a couple of Richard Pryor's live stand-up routines, he kind of, if you listen to him, I'm just saying, well, there might have been a little fire where that smoke was. Nara says, I guess his yelling, Stella, threw me off. Yeah. Plus, remember, wasn't he the original Godfather? Let me find out the Godfather was the godmother. He was the godmother. And so Jones says, people staying together for children, and it shows when you're an adult. See, that's too easy. You know, staying together for the kids, I never really believed people when they say that they're staying together for the kids. I think staying together for the kids is sort of like staying together because you really love somebody, but you know that this love ain't working no more. Your kids are going to get taken care of regardless. You don't have to stay together for the kids, because if a man or a woman will stay with you to make sure that the kids get together to make sure that the kids get through school. Oh, you know what? I'm talking about imagery. You might be staying together for the kids so it looks good when y'all go to school functions and all of that. Y'all can go together as man and wife. No, we're married. We're together. But I ain't known me one couple that broke up right at graduation. All right, I did it. I stayed together for the kids. Now that he done graduated, I can finally leave the bitch alone. She's gone. Whew. Class of 2022. That's when I got my divorce. Right here in June. As a matter of fact, we was down south. So in May, you know, because they get out of school in May down south. Yeah, I'm just saying. I think it says some people are still looking for the white picket fence in country homes, sadly. Yeah. Financial status. TK, right? Yeah, Norris, he was sweet cheeks for, you know, you gotta chill. Please chill. Chill. DK Wright says, Richard Pryor was cocaine gay. I think he was. I really do think he was cocaine gay. I mean, Richard got married a number of times. He had multiple children. He definitely was swinging his jaw all around Hollywood or whatever. But I think on some of them cocaine nights, you know, he just spread himself a little too far. We can say that he spread himself too far, but look, if you spread, you spread. Cal Chamberlain says, now I have to go back and watch Richard Pryor's old stand-ups. I'm saying, now you'll be looking at it, listening to it with a different kind of ear. I mean, back in the 70s when Richard Pryor was doing his thing, he was so funny. We weren't looking for Richard. He didn't give off gay energy. But you don't have to, especially if you cocaine gay. You know, with Richard Pryor, yeah, man. You know, like, you know, sometimes when you with a woman and you really wish you know you was with a man. But remember, Richard Pryor hung out a lot with Paul Mooney. You know, Paul Mooney was straight gay. You see what I did there? Straight gay. He was straight gay. He was straight gay. TK Wright said he was the fairy. He was. No, it says that Carol. Now that I think about it, Richard did mention something about giving or getting head. I'm trying to tell you. I can't pinpoint to y'all the exact stand-ups that he did, but I'm telling you, it's there. And now, if I'd have said Eddie Murphy, it would have made more sense, right? Because I don't know about Ed. But remember how Eddie Murphy used to love to show his ass all the time. You know, those leather pants, them leather suits he used to wear in the 80s. And he was always turning around and shaking his ass. I used to be like, here I was, 13, 14, 15. I'm looking like, is it just me? I'm a young boy. I'm like, this don't seem little, it must just be me. It must just be me. So when it started coming out about Eddie Murphy and the trans, you know, getting his his association with the trannies, I took it all the way back to Delirious and Raw. No, it says go back and look at Stevie Wonder's video for Skeleton. He had a video for that? Oh, wow. Okay, Carol Chamberlain says, look what happened to Pam Grier, cocaine in her cervix. I said, he was lightweight calling out some people. The blue leather suit and the heels. Yeah. You talking about in Raw, right? But he used to like the pan. The camera used to pan on his ass. Y'all didn't peep that? I remember in the movie, I'm watching Raw. I'm like, maybe it's just me. But they pan the camera to this boy's ass. And he was making sure that you did because he turning. What reason do you have to? And with camera work, you're never supposed to turn your back to the camera. He did it all the time. Has a little Jerry curl in, and I don't know. Together for all the wrong reasons. Remember his model girlfriend. She looked a little masculine to me. They had a bunch of kids together, and you know, whatever, man. No, Delirious. He had on a red suit. He had a red leather suit. Yeah, right. Says it was Delirious already. Together for the wrong reasons, baby. Yeah, we still here, and some people are together with their lovers and their spouses just to be able to say we still here. We outlasted them all, baby. Yeah, true. We can't stand each other, but we outlasted them all. We outlasted them all. We together. Outlasted all you and me. We together. We stand tall, yo. Can't nobody say that we ain't together, even though you're gay. And another way that we can look at it, that we stood tall in front of all y'all. And we going to get back. We going to get together right after I get back. I get back. All right, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. June 16th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. My man Joel Wilson turned to 37 years old today. And also Valerie Everett turned to 62 years old today. I'm sorry, 63. And also Daniela Armatang, happy birthday to you. And also Olga Iris Correa turning 26 years old today. And Miss Gemini Laster turning 46 years old today. And Alan Meadows turning 63 years old today. And my girl Tia Wilson, a.k.a. Tiana, don't worry about it, turning 42 years old today. And last but not least, my girl, go get a J Boss Arthur. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious June 16th, anywhere out there in the world. I hope that today finds y'all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. You rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, people be together for years. For all the wrong reasons. Reasons that they don't even believe in. Reasons that they wish would go away. Reasons that they wish they could eradicate. Reasons that they know that from the beginning they didn't believe in. But, yo, they had these imagery problems, and they also had some other things that were going on. You know, people have gotten married because their parents was married. I know that most of y'all know somebody who got married to be able to say that they got married at least once in their lives. Once in their lives. I got to do it. And that's just marriage. There are many ways to be together besides marriage. And sometimes it plays out that way and we go with it. Well, if we don't learn and grow in a certain direction, then we will adhere to these types of things that keep us and prevent us from really achieving the type of happiness and fulfillment that we would really like to have. But we are where we are until we ain't there no more. Sometimes you gotta rope yourself, climb yourself up out of the hole that you have dug for yourself. But you dug that hole. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night, Friday, finally, for another Daily Go Get-A-Mism show. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to the show as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So we're going to get on up out of here. Get on up out of here. So Blog Talk, we holla back.